The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Box, Texas, John Donato at 17. Should be the burden of the price potential storm. Hi. Left it short. John for the tap in and for the par. This should be a rather. He lipped it. John Donato now for sheer human pride. The gallery now starting to stream away. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kema, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How is that, Sean? Does that sound okay? I was messing with I'm a little low. Turn it up a little bit. There we go. There we're good. Okay. Lance is hitting some balls. Oh, my God. He just broke his arm. He broke his arm swinging a golf club. Goodness gracious. Lance, don't hurt yourself. He's hitting balls now. Let's go. He almost got it off the ground there. Let's go, Lance, hit it. He's got a nice swing. Oh, he almost missed it. Is that a chip or is that a full swing you're taking there? Were you chipping? What are you hitting? What do you got there? Is that your four iron? Never mind. I'm just joking. Come on. I'm just kidding with you. 713-780-3776. Listen, last night, how about Ronel Blanco getting out of a bases-loaded jam with Shohei Ohtani at the plate? Holy crap. I'm like, oh, this is going to blow up in a hurry. And sure enough, he got Ohtani to swing at something in the dirt. And then Taylor Ward. Did you see that? Taylor Ward at the plate, bases loaded, Nerys on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And he, 3-2 pitch, and it's low, and he calls strike three.
Yeah, I know.
Phil Nevin tossed. Taylor Ward. I mean, that's a game-changing moment, and it was all umpire. This is why we have got to take the tennis approach to replay. You look up at the big screen, that pitch was low.
They're doing it in the minor leagues, so
they are.
They're testing it. It's coming.
It's got to.
Because it's fast, too.
Listen,
it's coming.
The last two series here, we've seen major calls by umpires changing games.
Yeah, I liked the one yesterday, though.
Yeah, the one yesterday.
Yeah, that was good umpiring.
That was nice. No, Nerys, if you got a replay.
Nerys got really lucky.
He got no.
The Astros.
If you got replay, the Astros might lose that game.
No, they really might. But you've got to add replay now, because if it can be done quickly, which it can, and you've already sped the game up, so you've built in time for it, you know, you get a certain amount or whatever. You can't, I think, they may do it unlimited. I don't know. But maybe you can only do it on the you can't just do it on certain pitches. You got to be able to do it whenever you want. So
listen, here's what they're doing in the minor leagues. You get three, but if you challenge and you're right, you don't lose it.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. I think it needs to be added. I'm with you. Let's get it right. Let's quit making excuses for human error. I'm not asking for a complete automation, but let's stop making excuses for it. That's what's part of the charm of baseball is we've got instant replay on the base paths.
Yeah.
Why would you not have it in a strike
zone?
Well,
but that takes two. It
takes even less time.
The tennis way that they do it is perfect.
Very fast.
Perfect.
Have you seen any of it in minor league?
I haven't.
I've seen it. It's fast. They go to the helmet, and then they go to the – and they show it on the screen.
On the
and a striker ball, it takes all of like 7 seconds.
That's the best. And you have to do it. And I don't even like – well, you've got to limit it because every single pitch that's, you know, a borderline.
Three is good.
Yeah, and you lose – if you're wrong, you lose it. But if you're right, you still got your three.
I mean, when it's situational like that, they would have challenged, they would have won, and it would have been a run.
It would have been a run. Absolutely.
And the inning would have.
It changes the game.
Yeah, it does.
It changes the game. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Fajitas from Damaris. Yes, fajitas, they are unbelievable. If you haven't had the fajitas at Damaris, listen, if you're going to cater, well, they got fajita steak salads fajita chicken salad at Damaris. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But you can get fajitas as well. Just go to Damaris.com, Damaris.com, and see for yourself. I mean, they're awesome. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's hear from Dusty on Blanco's performance. Listen, this is big. If Blanco can step up now during this 17-game stretch, and then they got another one, they get a day off, and then they got another little run. But if you can get Blanco to give you innings and to give Fromber and the rest of the guys a break during this 17 games in a row, that's a big ups. Here's Dusty Baker talking about Blanco's performance last night.
He was good after he settled down, you know, like started out a little shaky. And then that second inning, he had a bunch of pitches, and you start counting pitches, and you're like, you know, it was maximum was around 90, and then he settled down in those innings in between, and he got out a couple tough jams, and you know, with some tough hitters, and you know, he threw some quality pitches tonight. Well, yeah, it was great to get the big out, but you you know, you're challenging a very dangerous hitter. And he's hit us, you know, pretty hard.
Trout was up in game situation. Otani was up in game situation, and he took care of business. He did a really nice job. So you get that kind of performance, I'll take two runs. I'll take that all day with
terrific. Marco. I mean, terrific. He follows up with. He follows up from what he's been doing in the minor leagues. He's kept that going. He's in a good mind space right now, and if you would have told the Astros, you're right. If you would have told the Astros we'd get into the sixth with Blanco, you're probably hoping, man, if he gets us through four, that'll be solid. If he can get into five and get some outs, that'd be great. Instead, he allows you to stay into your rotation of, you know, Neris and Abreu and Montero and Presley. He allowed you to stay with those four guys, and now, you know, you got a chance to eat up innings. Now, next up, you got a chance to eat up some innings and maybe not have to use as many bullpen guys.
Absolutely.
Maton's back and ready to go.
We got
And by the way, it was good to see Abreu with a couple of base knocks, RBIs. He had a shot off the left field, you know, the left field wall. The exit velo hit 107, which was nice. The launch angle, I really do wonder, though, because of the short porch, if the Astros really have to start trying to work on him. It really could screw up. Well, what would you be screwing up? What exactly would you be screwing up?
He's not pulling the ball.
No, but what about working on him with getting more lift, changing launch angle, and maybe changing the timing of a swing to try to become more of a pull hitter? I mean, what you give up is maybe he's a little less comfortable with the plate, but what you might gain is some easier home runs at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely is not built right now for Minute Maid, that's for sure. His bat speed, he hit one to right field last time, just foul. That would have been a home run. But he was a little late on it.
Yeah, his bat speed is noticeably slower.
Yeah, it's different. But you know what? Pulling that ball last night was nice. I mean, he didn't pull it all the way into the Crawford boxes, but he sure did crush that ball, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. We had an update earlier this week about Lance McCullers. That wasn't good news. Dusty was asked about Michael Brantley. That's all right. Play it anyway. Here is Dusty on Michael Brantley and his situation.
Michael took some swings off the tee, so that's definite progress.
Took some swings off the tee, Lance. Progress.
Yeah. I'll take it. I mean, swings off the tee is still you're still swinging. Whether you're live pitching or a tee, you're still swinging. What I want to know is how's it feel the next day? What's the inflammation?
Hit in a while now. I mean, listen, this is a championship club. Now, Jose Altuve, when he comes back, you know, and look at what he does, look what he's doing. Michael Brantley, when he comes back, it's going to be the same thing. Michael Brantley's going to be in the lineup. But Michael Brantley is not 100%. If Michael Brantley, you know, we saw him struggle against left-handers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
2 years ago.
This is not the same thing as Jose Altuve coming back. Michael Brantley's a little bit older player. Love Uncle Mike. What Uncle Mike has done, he'll always have a place.
It's all gravy. If he comes back and hits, but I'm not going to count on it, and I'm not going to count on Lance McCullers. So if and when they come back, it'll be like adding a free agent.
Yep.
It'll be like adding a trade deadline guy.
Well,
you know?
If he is that guy, if he is hitting.
Yeah.
Michael Brantley is a proven major league hitter. There's no question about it. But do we know that Michael Brantley, after all this time off now?
No, we don't.
No.
We absolutely do not.
No. I mean, so.
No, we do not.
I mean, even Altuve, he's talking about him still being in spring training. Altuve was here for spring training. Altuve was here, was in the World Baseball Classic. Altuve was at the top of his game when he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And that was just in February as opposed to Michael Brantley, who hasn't played in a year now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one thing to talk about being rusty when you've been out for a week,
yeah.
2 weeks.
We were worried that the Nuggets were going to be rusty.
We're talking about a year. I think the rust thing is overrated for the shorter term, but for the longer term, I think it's a very real thing. Like, how long is it going to take him? I'll give you an example. When football players or track athletes – so this amazed me. When guys who run really, really fast, right? So think about this. So I talked to one of the guys from Exos. Exos is the training facility for combine guys. When guys come in, they start them on a 40, and fast guys, like A-Chain or whatever, may run into 4.5s, and they get down to the 4.3s. Fast guys, you may start off, a cornerback may start off at a 4.6, and they get down to a 4.43 or 4.45. They lose when they're not training for, you know, when they're not training for what they do,
mm-hmm.
it falls off. Hitting against 100, you had yesterday, Joyce is throwing at 103. How is Michael Brantley with his shoulder going to be? Now, Ben Joyce is the hardest throwing guy in the world. But how are you going to handle what we have right now at 100 miles an hour where you see 98 to 101 a lot now, especially out of the bullpen? Can Michael Brantley's shoulder, can you simulate, can he get the bat moving that quickly when his, I don't, are the muscles atrophied? Are the swing muscles atrophied? If the shoulder's been inflamed, can he simulate what he needs to simulate to speed those muscles up and to get those muscles strong again? I think that's a real concern. We already know what happens as you get older. Look at Abreu. As you get older, you're going to diminish. You're going to lose some of the twitch. You're going to lose some of the muscle fibers. Michael Brantley's old, too. Michael Brantley's already an older player.
Yeah.
Missing time. You can't just expect. And I may be spitting into the wind because I don't know that Astros fans are really. We all love him. I don't know that Astros fans are counting on Michael. Everyone's saying, wait till Michael Brantley gets back. I actually don't ever hear that.
No, 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 no.
We learned to play without Michael Brantley.
No, Altuve, yes.
Altuve, really. Yes.
I mean, I think we could, you know what? With Jordan in left, or Jolks in left, or Dubon in left, or Chaz in left, and Jordan DH in all of those, when all the other guys are out there, I don't see a market fall off, if you want to know the truth.
I don't either.
I don't know what Mike's going to be.
I don't either. I can't. I'm just not going to assume he's Michael Brantley from 2021.
No,
I'm not going to make that assumption, or 2020. When we come back, I think it's time to – there's some big football news coming out of the SEC.
Yeah.
Obviously, it will involve A&M and some of the other, you know, fans who are here, LSU fans. SEC did something that I did not expect, and we'll cover what that was when we come back.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Live here from T-Box, TboxTexas.com. Get on over here and play for this cooler. Let's go. I mean, we're giving away a $500 cooler that is as sweet as any cooler you've ever seen. Astros logo on top, Astros on the front. It's wooden, and then you open it up. It's got the cooler in there. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Right now, though, when you come here, do they have Proximo here? They better.
Wow, one kid already shot a that's a 74. That's a 74 out there. Yeah, they're going to have Proximo here. If they don't, we're going to do something about it. Things may get a little – it's not going to get violent here, but there's going to be some harsh words, some stern words, if they're not carrying my friends from Maestro Dobell. Proximo Spirits is their holding company, and they've got the Bushmills that Jake Assman talks about, and Bushmills is fantastic too. But I just know this, Proximo also has Maestro Dobell, and Maestro Dobell you can find in a lot of different liquor stores. The top ones you're going to find it. If your liquor store near you that you prefer to go to doesn't carry it, ask them, hey, how can I get Maestro Dobell? And tell them that they should be looking for Maestro Dobell. I would suggest the silver, which is going to be their standard, very good tequila, but I would suggest the silver and also the Cristalino if they're going to carry a couple. But if they're going to go all out, man, get the Reposado, get the Añejo Extra, get the Añejo Extra Cristalino. That is an expensive tequila, but it also might be the best tequila that you have ever sipped and tasted in your entire life. Maestro Dobell. Make sure that wherever fine liquors are sold, you go in, and if you don't see it, ask for it by name, Maestro Dobell.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll!
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kema. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back live at T-Box. Want you to come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here all day long, 7 to 7. And you got a chance to win a beautiful, beautiful cooler. Just shoot the lowest score at Pebble today. Come on over here. I'm telling you, this cooler is well worth the trip to come on over here. But the whole place is just well worth the trip. If you've never been here before, T-Box, Texas, in Kema, just fantastic. If you're a golfer, even if you're not a golfer, they've got couches here where you can sit while people play. If you don't play, everybody congregates. They're having a good time. Relaxing, bar, TVs, everything you need right here at T-Box, Texas. So come on out and hang out with us today. So, we've been talking about this, and it's kind of a big deal. The SEC, when Texas and Oklahoma come in, there's only going to be one team. It's going to be an eight-game schedule, eight-game SEC schedule.
Yeah.
No divisions.
This is crazy. There's no divisions.
No divisions.
So there's no
best two
West
records.
And East.
That's it. No West and East.
I did not see this coming. There's only eight games, and they're going to make announcements of the schedule on June 14th, which means we've got a three-hour SEC programming block on SEC Network. Can you admit, this is like schedule announcement, but in the SEC,
yeah,
you know, NFL schedule announcement, only in the SEC, this is going to be bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Way bigger.
So each team is going to have one team that they play every year. So Alabama's going to be Auburn. Oh.
Wait, is this a full-time? They're not doing this full-time. It's just for this year.
Well, just for 2024, yeah. When the first year that they come in. But they're going to – I think it's just a one-year plan for now.
Yeah.
But whether or not they're going to – they'll probably keep it because for whatever reason they couldn't come to terms. Nick Saban has been wanting for years to have a nine-game SEC schedule. And Vanderbilt was like, oh, yeah, you want that, Nick. That's great. We don't. We don't want to be – you know what? We got to play you. We don't want to – you get to play us. So,
right.
No. We yeah. want to go out and get some wins somewhere else. We need four games where we can go out and maybe get some wins to bolster our standing and get to bowl games.
In other words, find a winnable game.
Yeah. Well, but here's the deal, is one of those games that they're going to play has to be against Power 5 schools. One, at least one of their other games.
Yeah, but it's still maybe not. Yeah, it's still, I mean, well, a Power 5 school could also be Rutgers.
It could be Rutgers. That's right. That's right. And you know what? That's what teams are going to do. They're going to find the easiest that they can possibly find in the Power 5. But it's going to be Ole Miss and Miss State. You know that that's going to be their rival. Alabama-Auburn, you know that's going to be their rival. Florida and Georgia are going to be matched up every single year because that's what they do. It's going to be A&M and LSU, and it's going to be Texas and Oklahoma. So Texas and Texas A&M will not be playing every year. They will play every other year. Every 4 years, you're going to have that team in your house. They are not going to be playing every year. So how do you feel about that? Aggies, Longhorns, what do you think? 713-780-3776. Disappointing? Or is it who cares? I mean, is there a care factor on this one?
Well, here's the problem. The SEC really needs to get on some kind of, and they will, in some kind of regulated schedule because early on, whatever the first schedule is, you're going to have people claiming this is an advantage to Georgia, this is an advantage to Alabama, this is an advantage to LSU. They're going to look at the schedule as somebody playing games to make it easy. You know, the schedule is going to be easy for a certain team. Because you have so many teams now. You know, it used to be when the more teams you've added, now you've added Texas, you're going to add Oklahoma and Texas. It's going to be impossible. Like, some schedules are going to be harder than others. There's some years that it just so happens that, you know, Ohio State will, or Michigan may have an easier run, or Penn State may get to avoid Ohio State. And, you know, they'll avoid this team, or Michigan maybe. You can't avoid Ohio State, but you avoid maybe Michigan State or
no,
Purdue.
But Ohio State misses Wisconsin every year because they're in the other division.
Right. So in the SEC now, you've got to, like, people are going to be complaining about, hey, this schedule's unfair.
Yeah.
This schedule's unfair.
I think they're going to try to do it. They know their tiers. They know that there's the haves and the have-nots, and they're going to split it up. They even were doing that when they were going to have 14 divisions, there were two haves and there were two have-nots in each of those when they were being thrown around.
Yeah, but right now, you know, it's funny. They're considered a have in Texas A&M, but they've been a have-not on the field for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So right now, what looks like a tough game at A&M has not been a tough game the last 2 years.
Well, ask Alabama Alabama went there and lost.
For the conference.
Yeah.
For the conference in general. Right. So, I mean, that's also a tricky thing when you say a team is a have or have-not. That can, you know, that can all change very, very quickly. Although it typically doesn't change very quickly in the SEC, it hasn't, at least in the past. With NIL, maybe it could change. We've seen Ole Miss, one of those teams that somehow recruits really well on random years. They recruit really, really well. Like, right. Look at all these five stars. That can change something.
Yeah.
You know? Mississippi State's probably going to keep
it. At the very least, though, see, they had an unbalanced schedule before where LSU – you know, was playing Florida every year from the East. They had their teams that they played every year in the West Division, but they had Florida every year. Mm-hmm. They never got Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They never got Tennessee when they were bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like, how come LSU gets Florida every year? This is going to be a more balanced schedule in that every 2 years you will play every team. You will play every team.
Yeah, I like that. I think the initial hit of having a schedule announcement, people are going to, mark my words, there's going to be a bunch of fuss, at least inside the SEC, with their own fans. Paul, I think it's disgraceful the way they are just absolutely making Kirby Smart's job the easiest job in college football to get to a national championship. It'll be something like that. The rest of the world won't care, but in the SEC, they'll be ready to fight someone over it. But once you get to the standard schedule that is already in rotation and going, yeah, you're right, that'll work out better.
Absolutely. Did you guys pass away? I don't hear anything. Are we having any problems, Sean? Do we have any problems? Are we okay? You're good? And we're out over the air?
Did we
Art.
Pass away?
Art, we didn't pass away, okay?
Did we pass away?
That's what Art said.
I got through a whole...
Did you pass away when you saw this lightning?
No. Where's that? I've seen that one before. Big deal, anyway. That's like a thousand
lightning
bolts.
Kuala Lumpur. Have you ever... What if you were there right now?
I saw a really terrible one where lightning was... Right in front of a bunch of people sent me one where it hit the car right in front of it in slow motion.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that's almost as bad as snake in a toilet.
713-780-3776 is a number if you'd like to be in here, get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, you asked me the other day. Well, you know, I'm not sure. I would like to see the Astros get more pitching. At pitching at the deadline, the White Sox are probably going to be dealing.
Yeah,
I would rather have Dylan Cease than Lucas Giolito. I would rather have that, but I don't. You know, Dylan Cease would be somebody at the top of the rotation that you're adding.
Yeah, Dylan Cease ain't going to be available, is he?
Well, Dylan Cease, no. There's a possibility Dylan Cease is going to be available. Now it's going to take a boatload.
Yeah, Giolito is more of the type of guy I would look at.
Yeah,
for the Astros. I mean, Garcia will come
no,
back.
No, why? I would rather have a Verlander-type guy like
Cease. Yeah,
but
it's going to cost you a lot more,
well, that's
like
okay.
You said. You
know what costs you money? Championships cost you money, okay? So, and they cost you players.
So Tucker for Cease?
Well, what did you do for Verlander?
You going to Tucker for Cease?
No, I ain't doing Tucker for Cease.
I'm trying to make it hurt.
Well, yeah, not that hurt.
Okay, Hunter Brown?
No.
Okay, you ain't getting him.
No, minor league players.
How
about Drew Gilbert?
Big deal anyway. Drew Cease is the top, like you said, top of the rotation. Drew Gilbert and what else?
And more.
Like what?
But they love Drew Gilbert.
Or Keady?
I don't think they give up Drew Gilbert if you want to.
Drew Gilbert for Dylan Cease, I don't know about that.
No,
it depends
and more.
On the cost.
No, and more.
Okay, or Keady?
Or Keady, maybe.
Okay, and then let's go with...
And J.P. France.
They don't want J.P. France.
Oh, who doesn't want J.P. France? That's the dumbest thing I've ever
Diaz.
Heard. Huh?
It would have to be something like Diaz.
I'm not giving up Belak.
Diaz Gilbert, Chaz,
Corey Lee.
No, I already gave him Jiner.
You already gave him
Jiner. They don't want two
point
catchers.
Don't say Jiner like that.
That's what they call him. That's his nickname.
Like the president says, China.
Jiner. Jiner Diaz.
Don't say that.
Okay, so. Well, it's going to hurt a little bit.
Oh, by the way.
Hunter Brown for Cease. They'd do that with you.
Hunter
Brown and Drew Gilbert for Cease. That's their offer.
Ooh.
Hunter's still, we're still trying to figure out how good Hunter's going to be.
He wasn't good last outing, so yeah, beat it.
You know what Dylan Cease is.
Yeah. No, beat it.
But Hunter's cheap and has a really high upside.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do the deal.
I wouldn't do it either. He's a rookie. You got him under team control
for three years. I'm not going to say become Verlander. That's too much. But he could become a starting pitcher, too, in the league, along with having two ones and Javier. Yeah. So that's why I would not deal for a Dylan Cease. I think you could have three.
You dealt for a Verlander, and you dealt.
But you didn't have. You dealt for a Verlander.
For a Zach.
When you dealt for Verlander, who did you have? You had injured McCullers and you had Keuchel. That's all you had, really. Now you have Fromber, who's a true one, Christian Javier, who has one stuff, and you got a really good Hunter Brown. You're in much better position than when you made the move for Verlander.
You got the best staff in baseball.
Yeah, that's why you don't have to have a Justin Verlander.
No, but if you're going to do it, go for the – I don't want a Giolito. For what? No.
Okay,
who,
but if you're going to get a Dylan Cease, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
And it probably would cost you like
Hunter
Brown.
Diaz, Jolks, Chaz,
no, everyone
for Cease,
doesn't want all that crap. No one wants all that crap. Just because you throw all your everything
Whitley.
From your – Whitley? No, Hunter Brown. They want Hunter Brown. Yeah. Heads up for Cease. You do
yeah.
it?
All right. How about this?
Do you do Hunter Brown for Cease?
Urquidy, Diaz, Jolks, Chaz, and Bree Berry. Huh?
No, he ain't doing that.
He ain't giving up Bree Berry.
Greg Bailey, he's trading.
He'll trade Greg Bailey. I know he will.
That's so inside Twitter.
Well, I know, but
no one even knows we're talking about.
It's unnatural how much he dislikes Greg Bailey.
And loves Bree Berry.
Unnatural. 713-780-3776. Did you see President Biden fall yesterday?
I did. People have turned it into Trump hitting a golf ball and it hits him in the head. Have you seen that? Yes.
I just feel bad for him.
All I could think of was, man, that would hurt.
The way he fell?
Because I was looking for somebody snatching a purse and running off.
Yeah.
But my fall was way better than that.
Yo, LZ, Trill Burgers is open. You're great?
So I'm grading it an A. I went to Trill Burgers yesterday. Bun had a little soft. It wasn't a soft opening, but they may have a soft opening today. But, man, the Trill Burgers were legit.
Yeah.
They were legit. Really good combo burgers, fries, drink. I had the OG Trill Burger. Actually, I had the triple. Because they're small patties.
Yeah.
Smashed down. So you can get it. They don't even have a double. They skip. I think the OG might be a double. but they go straight to like triple, and they have vegan options too.
I don't know.
They have. Yeah, you're not gonna. I had tried the vegan
Why
one too.
Somebody
the
have vegan a one vegan
was
when you go
the
to...
vegan one was fine because you want to get the trill experience. They have music playing in there. The vegan option was fine. The burger one was much better. That's just what you would expect.
Stop.
I mean, to me, but yeah, buns. The soft opening may be today. They may start it today. Bun said, okay. But he's man, he's going to be packed. That thing is just going
to
be a cash register.
Bring one with you. Nice
cash register. I have one in the refrigerator.
Nothing.
Madi made a bunch of sliders for everyone, and then I brought a trail burger home. She ate half the trail burger, and I said, "What do you think?" I felt bad because she had worked really hard making these sliders, and like. I just went and crushed a trail burger. I came home. She goes, "Have one, Dad." I'm like, "Okay."
All right, breaking it here. 713-780-3776.
And it was good, but I mean, I had already eaten burgers and fries. I can't have some of your sliders.
Well, maybe now John Daspit can sue Madi for filling you up.
I don't want to do that. She does not, because then I'll be suing myself. But I didn't really suffer that type of pain and injury and long-lasting issues, but some of you will on the roadways. That happens a lot where people get hit by cars. And then I was at Plex getting some rehab stuff done, and there's a guy in there who listens to the show, and, man, his knee is still jacked up. He got into an accident years ago, had to have multiple surgeries, and the knee is still super swollen. He's going to have physical therapy for the rest of his life, and that's when you have to have somebody like John Daspit on your side. John Daspit and his team of lawyers are going to fight hard for you to get every penny you deserve for your rehab, for your medical bills, for the fact that you're going to have rehab for the rest of your life, for your pain and suffering. Like, your life changes because someone else did something stupid, or they weren't paying attention, or maybe at the workplace it was unsafe, and now your life is going to change because of it. Well, there is compensation for that. John Daspit makes sure that you are compensated appropriately, and he will fight for you against the insurance agents who are looking to squeeze you on every single penny on any settlement that they have. Make sure John Daspit is on your side fighting for justice for you. It's John Daspit. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-713. Call now.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's talk a little Texans. They're out there. They're practicing. I'm sure the other station, I'm sure that they were able to talk a little, you know, maybe a segment about the Astros or something. But we got to drop in some Texans talk here. Yesterday they were out there. Jacques Cesar, defensive line coach, was asked about the expectations of Will Anderson. And what do you – okay, before he answers, what do you expect out of Will Anderson this year?
Is Will wearing number 51?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching him through some of the drills. I would say I expect – do you want statistics or you want, like, quality of play?
Well,
based on how Will plays, I think he's going to be solid because he's technically sound. I think the motor needs to, for being a guy with high football character, the motor can run a little hot and cold with him in terms of plays coming at him versus playing from the backside. There were some times he'd shut the motor off a little bit. So I want to see him play with consistent high motor. And I think that he will be a solid 7.5 sack guy from a number standpoint. I think because he is skilled with his hands, he's going to have some success getting into the pocket and disrupting the pocket. So I do think that's going to happen. But I think the play may be a little bit up and down because he's also not the biggest guy. Like, he's got good length and everything, but there's going to be some matchups that I think he may, he may have some issues again. He may have some issues with. I think it's going to be good. I think he'll make the all-rookie team, probably first team.
Yeah.
I think he'll be solid. I think he'll be
7.5
solid.
Would be a nice season.
It would be a nice season. I don't see him winning Rookie of the Year, but, I mean, he could. He's the best defensive, I think, from you know, I think the odds are he should be the rookie of the year for favorite as a defensive player. It's either high tackle total for a linebacker or high sack total is what usually wins it. And if you look at him, I mean, he was clearly the number one. You got Tyree Wilson. We'll see how, he, you know, from a health standpoint, how he is. I don't think it's going to be Lucas Van Ness. I don't think he'll come up with the sacks. He didn't even in college.
Witherspoon.
Yeah, you have Witherspoon. He's got to get some interceptions. It's hard for corners. Corners, I write this article every year, offensive rookie of the year, defense rookie of the year. When you go look at it historically, you got to pull in at least five interceptions to win rookie
of
the year.
Well, it wasn't that hard last year for Sauce, but Sauce is better than any of these guys.
Yeah, and Sauce may have – how many interceptions did he get to?
I don't think it
– Did he get to five?
He was really good.
Well, you have to – yeah, but five is like the magic number to win it as a corner. Yeah. But you're right, he didn't have a lot of competition.
Yeah, no. Here's – defensive line coach, Texans defensive line coach Jacques Cizier talking about Will Anderson.
Well, I mean, I think when you get 17 and a half sacks, you know, you're doing a lot in his system. In our system, we're going to ask him to be himself, you know, be explosive, be twitchy, be physical, be violent, attack at all costs. You know, he has great length. Explosive get off, great rusher, uses his hands well, he bends the corner well. So I'm really excited to see what Will can bring to the table.
So I'm glad he
mentioned. The question was 7.5 sacks.
It was?
First thing he said, play that again. Play that
I think it's
John.
About the style that he played in Alabama.
Play that again.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think when you get 17.5 sacks, you know.
Oh,
17.5 sacks, yeah.
Oh, there. Okay.
So, although he had way more than that, but he, this is what I would say. And I think he actually made a really good point about it. He kind of referenced about how they play at Alabama. So at Alabama, there's a ton of twists and a ton of blitz packages. Nick runs a very exotic front when it comes to rushing the passer. So, yes, there's a lot of it where he gets to just roll outside, you know. But there's a lot of things where he's shooting the inside B gap or he'll loop under. They run a lot of twists and stunts. And he won't with D'Amico Ryans. Like, I don't expect to see that a ton. I expect him to get one-on-one battles. So – when you run that kind of defense, yes, it can have benefits for you, but sometimes you're the guy who's a decoy, and sometimes you're not going to. The other thing is they do a lot of read-react. So on rundowns, you know, you want to get your hands on guys first, and he'll do some of that too where he's not exploding up the field. He's more reading and reacting to the play. So I think what Jacques Cizier was saying was we're going to let him get up the field and explode and be explosive as opposed to always running games where twist – stunts, exotic packages, you know, two gap and read react stuff. He wants them up the field disrupting. And that may be a big benefit to Will Anderson because some of what Nick Saban does, it makes them really good. Same thing with Kirby Smart. It makes their players really good. It makes their defense really good, I should say. But for an individual player, sometimes your stats, it doesn't, especially if you're a defensive lineman, your stats aren't going to be as impressive. And Will Anderson had really impressive stats while he was Alabama from tackles for loss and for sacks. Now, another Alabama guy, Henry Tuilolo, is the linebacker. Is Chris Kiffin had a chance to talk about him, the linebacker coach. He was a guy who I thought is solid, not real fast. He's like a 4.7 40 guy, so I do question his range, but he's very smart. He's got good football IQ. He plays with good technique. I mean, it's standard Alabama stuff, frankly, with the technique. And sometimes the IQ can be a little hit or miss. Well, like with Christian Harris not being the most instinctive player, I should say. But Tuilolo, he's apparently coming along at a pretty good pace, according to his linebacker coach, Chris Kiffin.
Really a guy that you can tell is already ahead of the game, you know, playing in the SEC for a number of years, some really good coaches. He just has a great feel for the game, you know, great awareness out there, plug him in right away, making the calls. He's an instinctual player. It just comes kind of easy for him, so I would say he's ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that all checks. I hadn't heard the sound, but that all checks out with what he shows on tape, too. You know, the thing is, he's not a real fast guy.
Is he fast enough is what I was.
Well, you had Christian Harris playing next to you, so you want to have one smart quarterback. But he's not a real thumper either. So, you know, playing inside backer, you usually like to have one guy that's a thump, one guy that's the speed guy, and one guy that can power a little bit. I'm not sure the Texans really have that combination necessarily. But he already said he's making the calls. Like, sounds like he's a green dot player, with green dot being on the helmet, being able to, you know, hear from the coaches and make the calls. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, it could be an instant,
hey, listen,
instant help at linebacker, although Denzel Perryman, my guess, is going to be the thump, and he'll be the guy who plays that role this year. Henry Tuolo'olo will be the guy in the future. So Denzel's going to be that guy this
year. Listen, how many new guys are you adding here? Jonathan Grenard was not around for a lot of – has not played a lot of football.
No.
Derek Stingley wasn't around last year. Jimmy Ward wasn't here. Toa wasn't here.
Denzel Perryman wasn't here.
No, Ridgeway wasn't here. I mean, it's guy after guy after guy. Now, they got to put it in
a hurry. I'm glad you don't have a bunch of the same guys.
No, right.
Back.
You know, no.
It was yucky.
Yeah. Who was it that – when he took the job at – some small job, he said, "Hey, coach, you got we were 4-24 last year, but you got all your guys back. I don't know if I want those guys back."
Well, Deion said something similar.
Yeah,
I
right.
Know.
Yeah. So, Corey Unlin, though, the defensive back coach, talking about Derek. Listen, Derek Stingley could be a. Derek Stingley has got a chance to be. A really, really, really good player.
I just can't keep talking about it. This is McCullers coming back. This is Uncle Mike coming back. Until Stingley actually plays and plays well, he's going to have to show me. After 3 years of finishing season injured, I'm sorry, you got to show me now.
Let's hear, though, from Corey Unlin on Derek Stingley.
I think his ceiling is very high, and he's no different than anybody, any player on offense or on defense. He's still trying to figure it out. Not figure it out, but he needs all the reps he can get so that he knows how every route. He could play the same coverage 15 times, and he could end up in 15 different scenarios in that coverage. So it's all about stacking reps. It's no different than Sting than it is for Kirksey or Will. I mean, everybody, the more reps you can get, the more you're going to learn and the more situations you're going to be put in. So he's got the same goal as everybody else on the team does, and that's just trying to, like, man, the more reps you can be out there, he's taken every snap since he's been here, so that's a bonus. And there's no substitute, if this makes sense, there's no substitute for experience. The more snaps you get in the defense, the more comfortable you're going to get. And I would say from the phase two aspect of it to now, that's five practices now. It's five, right? Three, two. Yeah. Through those five, he's steadily gotten more comfortable. He looks a little bit more comfortable, like body language and then reacting and playing. So I love his trajectory. I love the kid. I love the personality. He's in a good spot. It's only going to help us.
Man, it's nice to have when you walk into this situation, it's nice to have a talent. I mean, that's a talented player. Now he's just got to be on the field. It's one thing that he doesn't have, experience, because he hasn't played much football the last 3 years. So, yeah, Derek Stingley has got all the talent in the world. The question is whether or not Derek Stingley can stay on the football field. And he's got a chance to be great. If he can just stay on the field, that's it.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
I guess we all want to see 2019 Stingley, but this is, man, it starts with just – staying there and making plays. Stay there and make plays. We all want to jump on board, man. We want to get on the Stingley bandwagon. Trust me.
Yeah.
Everybody in this city wants to be on the Stingley bandwagon, but can't do it if you're not out there. And if you are out there, you're going to have to play well. Because he didn't always play well at LSU after 19. It was a little inconsistent at times.
All right, time to talk patios. And when we come back, 713-780-3776, live from T-Box. T-Box in Kima. We want you out here. And you play for just $25. You got a chance to win that $500 cooler. Let's go. Get on over here. We'll be here all day long, and we want you to compete for this thing. Lowest score is going to take home that cooler. So let's go. 713-780-3776.
Now's your big opportunity to live your best life. Now is that opportunity to do, you know, to take that next step. I made the decision back in 2016 to live my best life, to make sure and have my outdoors the way I wanted it, so I got an outdoor patio. And then, you know, at the time, I didn't get the kitchen put in. I wish I would have. It would have made a lot more sense. But I had the kitchen retrofit here about a month ago. And, I mean, I couldn't be more happy. The kids go out there and watch games, watch videos. I'll go out there and watch my Sunday Ticket, see my football team. I watch World Series games out there. It's been great. Comedy specials, movies, just had friends over for steak and cocktails, bourbon and beer. We just kind of reminisced over some fun stories. And it's great when you get a chance to just hang out with your friends or your family members or even by yourself. I've been out there drinking cocktails, listening to music, and writing up NFL draft prospects out of my patio. When the weather's good, it can't be beat. And even when the weather's not great, it's still better than anything else that you can be doing. You get your fans set up out there. You get a nice breeze going on, and you're good to go. But Texas Custom Patios, man, they truly add to the quality of your life and to the value of your home. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here live from T-Box. Come on out. Hang out with us here all day long. We're going to be here. I want you to come on out and play, see the place, come drink, come watch your games. You can watch your Astros here tonight.
Just say hi to the shows.
Just say,
we just had, you missed it. We just had Joel come out here. He says he's a huge fan of mine, not so much of you. Said it was on site. So luckily you were in the bathroom.
Joel Blank?
No, just a guy named Joel.
Oh, a guy named Joel.
Actually, he just said he loved the show. And like, I don't know if he loves you too.
Well,
maybe he likes me and RJ doing stuff.
I don't want to make the assumption
that you're that he likes you too. He said he liked the show, but it could be like that one guy listens just for you, and not for me.
No, right. A lot of people do that though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of people like Joel are out there who he didn't explicitly say I don't like John, but I'm inferring.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't know why.
I feel like it was passively implied.
Hey, I love the show. I listen every day. So you just assumed it was.
Well, here's
you?
The deal. He shook my hand and then he walked off to get back to work. But he didn't say, "Hey, where's John?" I like to tell him the same thing.
No,
he just kept going. So to me, that meant I'm glad John's not here, so we don't have to have any beef.
Did you see this? The Texans put out a Pride Month. They put their logo over.
Did the Texans
all the different colors? The Texans did, yeah. Houston, okay. Texans celebrating love, happy Pride Month from the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Altuve said, "Your movie, ESPN 97.5, with a rainbow next to it."
One thing I've learned is just hit it right down the fairway.
So do you remember when we first? Or you were I don't. Know
I don't really remember. Talk politics on radio.
When we first started, 1560. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. We were putting up billboards.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, hey, put it over the rainbow. Let's put it over a rainbow. And put
Why?
Up 1560 because it's colorful and people will notice it. Put it over a rainbow. And they were like,
put it over a rainbow?
I didn't know that it was that.
Well, it's just, why would you?
I didn't know
that. But the
colors
of the station were black and red anyway.
Right. But I wanted it to be colorful. And I was like, well, put it over a rainbow. And I think it was Chance was like, are you sure you want to do that? I was like, why? Yeah. What's a? He goes, you know, that's the gay colors. That's the
flag,
represents
yeah.
the flag of the. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
At that time, it was just LGB.
It was right. Now there's a lot more letters involved in that.
TQIA plus.
Whatever.
I don't know what a lot of.
I don't know
the,
it either.
I don't know IA plus.
But then it was so. If we had done that, what I wanted to do, we would have been 1560 the gay instead of 1560 the game, right? And it would have been.
Didn't you have to, like, I wasn't at the station yet, but didn't you have to call back some stuff that was going to go out on billboards? Like, didn't you guys have to make a phone call to stop the presses type thing?
I think it was that. Close.
No, I think you're
it
right.
Was
I think
close.
It almost went out. Like,
yes.
Hey, can we roll those back? John should not have been doing stuff without other people's consent.
I didn't know that pink is now the color for breast cancer, right?
Is what's Movember color? Is men's health, prostate stuff? Is it?
Is it
don't say brown. I know that's what you're going to say. I'll just.
I don't know that.
I'll save
sure.
you.
But people, you know, I don't know when people take over colors. No one told me.
Yeah, I don't. No, people have co-opted different colors.
Yeah,
for sure. Like the does Ukraine? Granted, Ukraine's been around longer than the SEC, but do they realize the SEC network's colors are blue and yellow? Like, who's allowed to use these? Like, who? I know that Ukraine and people want to show their support for Ukraine, but also in the SEC, they're like, hey, that's we need to have. You can't just be bringing up colors like that. Yellow and blue. That's SEC Network. That's Peter Burns and him.
Okay.
That's Cole Kubelik, who I hate because he went to Auburn. He hates Alabama.
Apparently, Sean and John made me – this is from Frank. Frank is listening. Sean and John made me come talk to you about it. I asked you to Google gay products, and it said, did you mean gay rainbow products? And I was like
– that's what you found out?
I didn't know. I don't –
okay, let's do something where we – we learn new new things. We have to learn new things. So I'm going to teach you a new thing. So hold on. I can't remember the intern that we have. Or he's not even an intern now, working. Who's right behind you? I can't remember her name.
Blake.
Blake, come over here. Put the headphones on.
Blake.
Make sure he's up.
Blake, come on over here.
Now, I think Blake is a
here,
man.
You got to talk into the mic.
Now, I think Blake is a man about town, so he's going to be able to answer this.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to teach John. Now, hopefully I'm not saying something that you don't know because then I'm going to look stupid, but I won't look stupid. You'll look stupid for not knowing this. Now, there's a term that people use, and actually it's been around longer than people think. My son Mason didn't think. Mason's got all the terms all the time. Mason's okay. my streetwise kid. But
okay, do you so, know what if you got Riz?
Yeah. Yeah, we brought Riz to the show. I had to tell McCool what Riz was when I was in.
Oh, you did? See?
Yeah, so Riz, cool. So Blake, tell people
I'm
what.
I'm cooler than someone named Cool, McCool.
McCool, yeah. So tell people. So a lot of people don't know what Riz is. So tell people what Riz is.
So pretty much I would say what Riz is you know, like swag, mm-hmm. you know.
It's charisma.
Yeah, having a certain type of swag.
But it's
well.
More than just charisma. A lot of times it involves the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to pull.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does he have that Riz?
That's what,
do you have Riz?
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you names. Okay. Does Brad Kellner have Riz?
Brad Kellner.
Jake Asman.
I don't know.
Okay. Joe Blank.
No, I mean, he's a married guy. I mean, he's
But look at his wife.
Swagging.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
She's a news anchor.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joel's got more than those guys. Joel's pulling better than those guys. That's for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Would you say Raheel has Riz? I actually think Raheel has some Riz.
Yeah, he does.
Dell?
No.
Not so much. No. How about Jeremy Branham? Does he strike you as a Riz guy?
I don't know. I've never seen his game.
I don't know. But that's what that means.
See,
right?
Like, that's Mike Stanley, by the way, former golfer, he's got a bunch of head covers in here.
If
you're looking for a great head cover, or he can personalize one for you,
the
he
bench.
Made you the bench.
Yeah, this looks amazing.
It's great. It's awesome. Yeah.
So that's what Riz is. Now, somebody asked me, Art asked, what kind of shoes does John have on? And so I was trying to identify him.
And you can't, because they're just gym shoes. That's all.
They're not just gym shoes. Those
yeah,
easily
are.
Cost $300. And I told him, I said, I think he has
high tops.
I think
regular high tops.
No, they're not just regular high tops.
Yeah.
If you can't identify them,
yeah.
They're at a boutique. Now, I said, I think he's got the Japanese zip-up Johns.
No, there's not. Those
now, what does Johns mean? Have you ever heard that?
No.
He's got those Johns. So tell him what Johns. Tell everyone what Johns is. Johns is a you can use it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. So it's basically like. What you have, like, joints. Like, I don't know how to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what it like, comes off of. Like,
yeah, like.
Up in his joint. That
yeah.
We used to say joint, and then it kind of went to
joint,
John,
like
and
a,
now it's
like,
just John.
Like joint?
Yeah.
No. Up
not
in
a
spot.
Like,
up in the place. No. Like, up in a place.
Yeah,
up in a spot.
Like, yeah, like a thing.
Man,
these
joints, like, man, these, like, shoes. These joints are
okay.
You know, whatever. So, John can be used in a lot of different ways. So, use it in some different ways.
Yeah, so, I would just say, you know, the shoes are like clothing, like, man, them Johns tight, or like, them Johns clean, or, you know, like, or if you
were
saying,
talking about T-Box,
like, did you see that the John over there do that?
Yeah. Now, that John is on point.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. All
so that space, that spot, that it could be used in a variety of ways. So you want to use it.
Right.
You want to use so that's in this. So we got Riz.
Got Riz.
And John's.
Oh, by the way, Brad Kellner says, I got enough Riz to feed a family. Okay. Stop. Stop, Brad. You ain't got that. Okay. Slow your roll. Okay.
If you got enough Riz, then you need to start that OnlyFans we talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Start the OnlyFans, Brad, and then how I know you got the Riz.
Art has a question for you. Please ask Blake why his parents named him Blake.
Ask them why they named me Blake.
That's just Art. Ignore anything Art says.
Art being Art. Okay.
Orale, Cholo Art. You got to stop. What
stop
else do we
already.
Have here? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't.
Read more and more.
Don't.
What?
RJ's over there. Okay, do it again. Do it again so everybody can
Swing?
See this.
No, we're doing
it's
radio.
Really awful.
Don't look at him. Let that man. That man should put that John down. That means the club.
Okay.
You need to put those Johns down. That's club. Oh, yeah.
That's the club.
Don't hurt that John. Club. Yeah.
Oh, not bad. Terrible.
But yeah, there's a lot of slang. Yeah. I mean, slang.
There's a lot of slang.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's really popped up a lot. Like a lot of stuff has changed very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Because Mason was putting me on some new stuff, so I'm like, I don't like that one. I'm like that, I'll take that one. But John's, I'm like, that's actually been around.
That's pretty old.
It is old, and I tried to tell him that, and he said, "You didn't know that. You didn't know." I said, "Yeah, I did." But it wasn't like J-A-W-N. It was like, man, that joint. It's more of like joint and taking the T off. It was a soft. But I knew what he was talking about, and he believes that everything that's ever happened has happened in the last 2 years. They tells me, oh, that's that song from TikTok. That song from TikTok, Bobby Caldwell's song was out since like 1981.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, that's a TikTok song.
John's
that's an actual real song that has been around.
John's is a Philly term, boys.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's from Philly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
I did not know that.
Blake, you still didn't answer why your parents named you Blake, but okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Why'd your parents name you John?
Because Catholic. My dad's name was John.
And he was Catholic, and it's a Catholic probably thing.
It's a John, because they knew
the
John.
The biblical.
They wanted me John, because, you know.
Oh, your name is J-A-W-N?
John. That's right.
Just like the name Blake, so she just named me Blake.
She liked the name Blake.
That would be tight if you change your name on Twitter to John Granato.
John.
Oh, yes. Trust me, you would get people
all up in here in this joint. They're just regular shoes, Art. Shut up.
Hold on. Somebody needs to start a burner account as John Granato.
7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. If you've got something that we can learn.
That'll happen by the next
let's
break.
Let's go. Get in here if you've got something that we can learn. Right now, I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about you feeling better. I'm talking about you not. Please stop with the chewing. Chop the chewing tobacco. It's awful. Don't do it. If I'm telling you right here and right now that there's a better way to go about this. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. And the CBD oil is awesome. And it is going to make you feel better. It is going to make you get off of that nicotine. It is going to make you swallow as opposed to spit, right? And listen. No, now stop, girls. Okay, I was just talking about. Okay, I need you right here and right now to get off of that chaw and start with the CBD healing effects and the wonderfulness that is chewing hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. All the different flavors you could possibly want. Guys, get off of that. She hates it, and she's going to always hate it. So you need to get right now with the program. At 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Because every day is Children's Day.
Oh, hello there, children.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Blue Apron.com/terms for more.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.